She's a professor of teacher education at Towson University and the author of the blog Education Alchemy. Welcome to the show, our activist and blogger of the week, Morna McDermott. Where does that title come from?
I have a long-standing interest in alchemy. I mean, it would take a whole radio show, and I don't want to bore your listeners with it, but I have a fascination with alchemy. Essentially, it's the symbolism of turning a base metal into gold, but it was really a spiritual metaphor or parable as that really talked about the transformation of oneself to a higher purpose, basically. And it's going through trials and tribulations and difficulties in order to come out on the other end with a higher purpose or a better human being. So the way I see it is, you know, we are fighting these battles in education. We are constantly at odds with organizations and individuals and ideals that want to destroy our democratic principles and destroy childhood. And we're going through these very, very challenging phases. And the goal is to move through those to the other end and achieve something greater and better than what we started at.
What qualifies you to write this blog? To give us a little background.
I've been a teacher for 25 years. I got my PhD in research and evaluation from University of Virginia in 2001. So I have an education background and I have a scholarship background. I know how to do research. And I feel very strongly that in my blog, at least, if something is an opinion, I'll tell you it's an opinion. But if I tell you something, you know, like recently I just talked about the Business Roundtable and its influence on the Every Student Succeeds Act, you know, the reauthorization of ESSA. If I make that claim, I better be able to back it up five ways to Sunday with primary documents. And if I can't, I'm not going to tell you something as though if it's not. That's important because there are a lot of blogs out there that are opinion, that make claims that aren't backed up, and it discredits a lot of the movement. When you research the Common Core, when I researched UNESCO, because I was looking at UNESCO and the relationship to Common Core, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there about UNESCO that people are saying. I'm like, I took hours of trolling through BS before I could possibly get to something that was a primary document from UNESCO itself. But I had to troll through all kinds of crazy claims. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem with blogging as an academic, is people don't take blogging seriously. But it is a great way for me to get the primary research out there, and then I turn that into published scholarship in academia as well.
To call it a blog actually seems, maybe short-sighted, because this looks more like academic research. And so
I came to blogging as an academic. So like Stephen Krashen, God bless him, because I love him to pieces and he's brilliant. I always tell him they're too long, Morna. They're too long, I'm like, I know, Stephen. The problem is I don't want to say something if I can't document it, if I can't give you evidence.
The longer, well-documented blogs like yours, and I compare, you know, Paul Thomas does a really good job too of documentation. There's a credibility that you lend in that blog, and so, you know, that's a really important part. What do you think is your most controversial blog?
Oh, God. You should have told me that you were going to ask me that before you recorded this. UNESCO. Because I did a three-part study on UNESCO and the origins of Common Core going all the way back to 1984.
UNESCO, just elaborate on that acronym.
UNESCO is the education and communications arm of the UN.
Okay.
It was formed in the late 40s, early 50s, following World War II, as a way to bring nations together using communication and education to build world peace. Noble idea, not a bad, you know, as far as I'm concerned. On the face of it, was a pretty good organization. The problem is, over time, especially in the 80s, it began to get hijacked by corporate interests, notably ALEC, you know, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and then the information and education technology industry. Anyway, so the reason I think that's the most controversial is because bashing UNESCO tends to be the purview of the far right, which is why I was saying I had to troll through piles and piles of crazy information before I could get the facts. I think it's controversial because those of us who might consider ourselves left or progressive or radical liberal see something like UNESCO and think of it as being a positive thing. And it's usually bashed by the far right for being communist-leaning and socialist-leaning. And the fact of the matter is, it isn't. It's the exact opposite. It's become an arm of the Business Roundtable. It's become an arm of global corporations. It's doing the bidding of the neoliberal agenda. I think it was the most controversial because on the face of it, it sounds like it's coming from the far right when in fact it's coming from the far left.
And this is what I think the highlight of the Education Alchemy blog, and I would recommend the listener check out the Education Education Alchemy blog and Morna McDermott's writing, because she is not afraid to put out there the facts, whether they supposedly be left or right. It's not the point. The point is to put out the facts, tell us the truth about what's happening in education, and as you said, get to that gold other side. Thank you, Morna McDermott, for being on Busted Pencils. And Jed, what do we say?
Keep busting those pencils, Morna.